Today I'm with Alice Ponder in Bromham, and I've asked Alice some very difficult questions for someone who's just finished their A-levels, so we'll see how she gets on. But the first one is, where and when did we first meet?
So I think we first met at Soul Survivor when you were one of the leaders for our group from Laycock and Box and the general area, and I'm also friends with Iona, so...
Yeah. When I met you, you were the mysterious Alice, Mary Cole. And the person who would rescue her gym bag off the bus and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was me.
That was you. I was very grateful. I was really pleased to know that she'd made friends with someone on the bus.
Yeah, that was always really nice to see each other every day.
Yeah, yeah, that was great. So we met at Soul Survivor. So the next question is, do you drink tea?
I'm afraid to say I don't. I'm not a tea drinker.
Do you drink coffee? Or
not? I'm not really a hot drinks person.
No. Have you ever had to drink a cup of tea when you've not wanted to?
Yeah, when people offer you one and you can't say no. I just drink it politely. I mean, I don't mind it. I'm not massively averse. It's just I wouldn't pick it if I had a choice.
Most people who don't drink tea have at least one story of the time they had to drink
tea. Yeah.
So you don't have a favourite cup of tea?
No, sorry.
That's okay. It just means we have to talk about the other stuff for longer. So the question which I'm asking everybody is, how do you respond to the statement Christianity in the UK is not dying but sleeping?
I think this is a really hard question. I did spend quite a long time thinking about it. I think my first response would be, I think in some ways, perhaps what we might call traditional Christianity on a Sunday in church, maybe that is sleeping or changing in some way. Because I think a lot of young people feel that church is outside of that kind of space, and I think there is a lot of life, a lot of growth, a lot of new expressions of church, kind of messy church, warehouse church. I read an article in the Church Times about a virtual church. I think Christianity is definitely growing in new ways, but I think what people have seen as kind of traditional Christianity, maybe that is sleeping, changing, definitely not dying. I don't think it's dying. I think there's definitely a lot of growth, but I think it's quite difficult to know which direction we're going in, and it's quite interesting to watch, I think.
So I guess if there was a perfect sort of church for you, what would it be?
Well, that's something I've been thinking about as well. I mean, I'm going to St Cyriac's at Laycock, and I'm on the sides person team, and I'm actually really enjoying that quite traditional kind of structure and the regular kind of liturgy and things. But I think I also really enjoy much more contemporary things, so maybe my dream church might be one that could mix those, which we do at Laycock quite a bit, so we have like evening services and things. But something that kind of fuses those two together, because I do really value the traditional as well as the new modern.
So I think for me it's been quite interesting because my children still do come to traditional church. And I always kind of part assumed it was under sufferance, having to come along.
Yeah.
But I guess you're saying that actually you value that. Yeah. That time.
I have found it really hard kind of growing up, and there have been times when I've really been like, oh, I just don't want to go. It's not for me. It's not doing anything for me. And I think joining, because I'm on the PCC as well, joining the PCC and joining the sides person team and things, it's really made me value it. And I think, I mean, maybe I'm unusual in that. I know some of the young people at church do find it really difficult. But, I really value that kind of tradition and the kind of, it's just the kind of structure and knowing where you're going in the service. And, I don't know.
It's quite interesting.
I like a mix.
Because cathedral worship is growing numerically, and I guess a lot of people who are going into that, and some are travelling a distance to find that sort of very structured worship, as opposed to kind of a more unstructured.
Yeah, It's just the kind of rhythm of it and things. But I would quite like to explore different expressions of church and things. I'm quite interested in that and what different people do and things. Yeah, it's quite interesting.
Oh, what are the challenges facing young Christians today? That's your specialist question.
So I think the big one that I really couldn't ignore is the kind of, I might call it conflict between non-Christian kind of society as a whole, how it is today, and Christianity. So for me, I find it really difficult because society is on one side saying, this is what you should do, kind of consumerism, so much choice, so much freedom, but also these very kind of, these slots you're meant to fit into, and this is how you should fit in. And I find that really hard to navigate that balance between kind of the world and Christianity. And I think young people do find that really hard to navigate that road between, you know, living in the world and also being true to what Jesus has taught us and how to live your life in that circumstance and context. Yeah, I think it's really tough.
I'm quite interested about consumerism.
Yeah.
Because the retail sales figures keep on going down.
Oh, really?
So they're creeping down, which on one hand is not good for the economy.
No.
But on the other hand, may suggest that people are buying less stuff. And do you see any kind of kickback against consumerism amongst your peers, or are they still...
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely now an awareness among young people that, you know, things like climate change, this is our planet, we are the, you know, adults of tomorrow or whatever, and we can change things. And I think there's definitely a kind of movement to say, hang on a minute, we want to have our say as well, and we want some say in how the world goes and how we shape it. And I definitely think there is some kind of pushback against society and all these kind of norms we've had before that, yeah, I have quite a lot of hope that young people can still, you know, in today's climate of politics and whatever, I do have quite a lot of hope that young people can make some change.
See, there was a kind of, there's been a big homemade thing going on for a few years, hasn't
there?
And I remember the 1970s homemade thing that came out, I guess, kind of similar sort of austerity. But I thought it's quite interesting that people actually are going back to that sort of 70s, for your present, I'm going to make you some sweets or whatever, rather than necessarily go out and spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's something we've always done. I don't really buy presents. I tend to make things for people, but... Yeah, I don't know. It's quite interesting, the pushback, definitely, from not all young people, obviously, but there is a sense that, yeah, things can change.
So the next question I've got for you is, what are you looking forward to about going to university?
Obviously, the studying bit. I've chosen history, which is a subject I really, really love. And I'm really looking forward to kind of devoting a lot more time to that. But on the other side of things, one of the things I am really looking forward to is much more freedom to try lots of different things. I especially would, which I said earlier, like to try lots of different churches. Go to, you know, I don't know, a Baptist church, a Catholic church, I don't know. But just really explore my relationship with God and explore different things I might like to do. And I'm definitely looking forward to that freedom. And also living in a little village. I'm definitely looking forward to living somewhere where I can get places without having to ask my mum to drive me, which can be quite isolating, living in a rural place. So that's something I'm also looking forward to.
So you're not going to university next year though, are you? So tell me a bit about what you're going to do next year.
So I'm going to go and be on the Soul 61 course with Soul Survivor Church in Watford. And it's a Christian leadership and kind of social action course, I guess, for 18 to 25 year olds. And you do kind of a bit of theology, some leadership training, and just kind of and living in community with other young people. And I guess I felt quite called to it. I spent a long time kind of discerning what I wanted to do because my mum was going, oh, you should have a gap year, and I didn't want a gap year. And then it kind of hit September and I was like, actually, I think I need to stop and step back. I guess for me, I'm just looking forward to it as a year to kind of explore my relationship with God, really. And just kind of take a step out of education, which I've been in since I was 4, and just kind of, really reassess things and do something different. And
So how many people will be in the community?
I think this year, because when I went up for my interview, I met some of them. I think this year there's kind of 25, 30 of them, and they're all living in kind of little flats and things, in groups of kind of 4 or 5. So, I'm really looking forward to having some friends and doing different things and living away from home as well.
And I guess in Watford, do you have the tube?
Yeah, and the train to London in like 10 minutes, which will just be probably quite a shock to the system, but I'm definitely looking forward to being somewhere new and not a little village. I love Bromham, but I'd quite like to move.
When Iona was little, she doesn't listen to these, so I can talk about her. When Iona was little, so sort of 3 and 4, very occasionally we'd go up to London and she would put her hands over her ears because it was just too loud. The buses were too loud.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's fine now. I'd just like to point that out. She's fine now, but she was just a little country girl at that point.
I remember hating the tube when I was little. I wouldn't go on it. My parents tried to take me. No. But no, I have been up to London recently. Really enjoyed it. So, really looking forward to that.
I think it was on the trip when she was sort of 4. We said we'd take her on the tube. And we actually walked from the monument entrance to Bank, which is quite a long walk. And I think for a long time she was like, I thought this was the train. We just appear to be walking through tunnels. So that'll be really exciting.
Yeah, really interesting. And and then I'll apply to uni this September and we'll see how that goes. So
So are you looking forward to Soul Survivor this year
then? I am,
because you're coming with us.
I am. I always look forward to it, although I have heard that next year is the last one, which was definitely a bit of a surprise. But I always look forward to getting time with lots of other young people. And I don't know, there's something about being with kind of, what was it last year, 8,000? I think it was 8,000 other kind of young people and their leaders all being in one room worshipping the same God. That's always really special. So I do always, it's a highlight of my summer calendar. But I do think sometimes it can be difficult because you go and it's really kind of high power and you're really close to God, and then you go home and it's a bit like, oh, kind of that drop off. And I do think it's quite difficult to keep that kind of relationship going sometimes.
I was really impressed with some of the stuff that they did about preparing for that, though, because I didn't go into all the sessions, but some of them because they were relaying it, some of the times I could go to the bit where I could see the relay, and they seemed to be actually doing some quite sensible things.
Yeah, they do. I've been to seminars about kind of relationships and school and just things like that, which you don't, sometimes it can be quite difficult to find a place to talk about that, you know, when you're at home. And I do think they do some really, really good stuff to keep you going and help you build your relationship with God, I guess. So it's always good fun.
So the last question, and this often people find this the most difficult question, is what is your favourite thing beginning with T?
I did find this really hard. My sister was cycling through things that begin with T going, is this your favourite? I've got written down that the painter Turner is my favourite thing beginning with T, which is quite a weird choice, I guess. And specifically the painting called The Fighting Temeraire, which I went and saw for the first time with my dad in May, I think, in the National Gallery. I don't really know why, I would say. I think there's something about his paintings that really moves me, I guess. So really, the way he evokes kind of light and changing society in the Fighting Temeraire, there's kind of like a sail ship being towed by a kind of steamship, and it's that change from industrial from kind of the old world to the new industrial world. I don't know, there's something really powerful, I think, about art, and art history is something I'm really interested in. So yeah, I think Turner would be one of my favourite things beginning with T. Not sure why I can think of anything else.
That's really interesting. I don't think we've had any other artists.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. I went to the National Gallery for a little while last year, and I turned a corner and there was a picture that was just like the picture that we just had restored in one of the churches that I looked after. So I'm quickly taking a photo of it. Like, to my friend, I'm like, do you think I can take a photo of this picture? So I took a photo of the picture and a photo of the thing. And we think that ours is a copy, is a Victorian copy of that that painting. So it was quite exciting. I turned up on PCC and went, I found Our Lady. And they're like, what? Say in the National Gallery. Well, they were like, her, she's in the National Gallery. So one of the people there did a bit more work on that, but it's it's great.
I do really enjoy kind of art history and things, and yeah, my dad works for the National Trust, so I guess that's been a shared interest. So yeah,
that's great. Well, that's the end of our questions, Alice, so I need to say thank you very much for having me for a cup of tea here today.
No worries. Thank you very much for coming.